Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Later on the program, we'll talk with a man who sees farming as a way forward for the formerly incarcerated when they get out. That's coming up later in the show. But first, today is primary election day, and what a weird one it is. As with most normal events taking place during COVID, there are reports of a tsunami of absentee ballots crashing into clerks' offices. But Michigan also supported in-person voting today with masked poll workers. One of those poll workers is John Lindstrom, a retired journalist, formerly the publisher of Gongwer News Service. He's now performing a civic duty as a poll worker in East Lansing Precinct 5, and he joins us to tell how things went during his shift. John Lindstrom, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, nice to be here.
How'd it go today?
It's been steady, not rushed, but steady. Up to about 1 o'clock, we had about 70 voters, which is obviously down from what they would normally have. But when the polls opened at 7 o'clock, two guys were right there, ready to vote. And we've had a very interesting mix of students, other community folks, a number of immigrants, now naturalized citizens, who have come in. Much older people, some people with Parkinson's that have a little bit of difficulty, especially getting their ballot loaded into the tabulators.
Right.
And as you pointed out, this is we're dealing this with COVID. There's plexiglass everywhere. Everyone's wearing a mask. And probably my most important duty is I'm the guy sanitizing the booths.
Awesome. So you have been seeing people wearing masks today.
In fact, not one person has come in and not wearing a mask, or at least a face covering of some sort. And of course, we've been advised that if somebody isn't wearing a mask, we offer them a mask. And if they refuse it, then they can still continue to vote. But not a single person has come in for either the precinct that I'm working or the precinct adjacent to us without wearing a mask. And as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot of the polling place, and I've seen a number of people come in, and every one of them is either wearing a mask automatically or they're putting it on as they're getting out of their car.
So observing what you did today, do you have any thoughts on how things might go in November?
Well, to put it into context, we've had about 70 voters so far in my precinct, and according to my precinct manager, the city reports that 800 absentee ballots have come in from this precinct. And each precinct in the state runs about 2,500 to 3,000 voters. So knowing this area, 2,500 is probably about right. So you're talking, maybe a voting total of 40 or 45% showing up for the primary. And of that, the vast majority will be absentee ballots, which of course cannot be opened and started to count until 8 p.m.
Longtime Michigan journalist John Lindstrom, formerly of Gongwer News Service, now a clerk's poll worker in East Lansing. John, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for inquiring.